God is all. Joy is natural, the only way. The last couple of evenings, I've watched parts of a movie entitled Pocketful of Miracles. It is about a lady living on the street, and she sells these beautiful big red apples. And she rubs it to make sure it's spotlessly clean, and then gives a wish about it to the people that buy them, wishing them good luck. So she is living on the street, during the daytime at least, but yet she thinks about all of the people that buy the apples from her, wanting them to have a beautiful day and having joy. In thinking about this, the phrase that is in Psalms 30, verse 5 came to me, which says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." And here's the complete chapter, Psalms 30. A psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girdeth me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." Even though this has a mix of the relative in it, there are some lovely statements in here, recognizing that when David was down, he gives credit to God for healing him. And in the meantime, he says, "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave." In other words, his consciousness of the truth was dead, but he has been lifted up in spirit, in his spiritual sense, and he's giving credit to God. And then he offers this to other people. He says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." And then, of course, the most beautiful statement, "Joy cometh in the morning." That follows the first part of that phrase, which says, "Weeping may endure for a night." And then, of course, "But joy cometh in the morning. So no matter how dark things may appear, joy cometh when we uplift our thought. As it says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. And then he says, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. So when things were going good, he was confirming that he will stick with God. So when he was prosperous, he wasn't thinking about the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. No, instead, he was confirming that God is all. That he shall not be moved. In other words, his consciousness shall not eliminate the real source of his prosperity, but giving credit to God for the abundance of love, wholeness, completeness. He says, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girdeth me with gladness. So in other words, joy is from God, because God is all in all. God is all source and all manifestation, or rather including all manifestation. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Why should we give thanks to God for joy? Because everything good is from God. And if it's not good, it's not from God, and that includes the fact that it is not real. There's no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. Or we could say, and includes its infinite manifestation. Or which includes. All is infinite mind, which includes its manifestation. Our entire life experience is a manifestation. If we will lift up like the eagle when it is flying and it comes to a storm, it rises above the storm. So it lifts its head up, it points upward, and therefore the wings let the storm raise it up. It's what we need to do. If there's a storm that appears on the horizon, tilt those wings upward. Elevate above the storm, letting the roar of the storm assist. In other words, use the storm as an opportunity to raise thought higher. Not feeling that the storm is going to drag you down. Not feeling that the storm has power and that you have to fight it. We don't want to be on the same level as what the problem appears to be if we want to solve it. We have to rise above it. We have to have the view from spirit. The spiritual view is what shows the wholeness and completeness of love. Spirit is everything. It is mind. It is itself. It is soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Without love, would we be able to see with spiritual senses? Love is the atmosphere which enables the spiritual senses to function. It's the lubricant. Mind is there with the ideas, but without the lubricant of love, which is the joy of gladness, then all is futile. So even though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Are we going to recognize it? Are we going to let it be there? Are we going to let it be within our consciousness? Joy is ever present, omnipresent. It is everywhere, all the time. And it's up to individual separating and choosing, fanning, filtering to see it. And let it be what we recognize, accept, demonstrate, live it, and be it. Because joy is from God, perfect God. Manifested as perfect man, and that includes everyone. And one more thing about that movie, Pocket Full of Miracles, it was brought out very vividly that the need is to think about others, the well-being of others. Give up ego, the thought about what's important about me, 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 and think about what is the need of others. And contribute to fulfilling that need, knowing that love is complete and includes all. Love is complete and includes every single individual because God is all in all. Amen.